All right, so we're really diving deep into Snow Crash this time,
Yeah.
which, our listeners are already all over, I'm sure.
Of course, yeah.
But
It's a big one.
it is. It's a big one. And I think this deep dive will really unlock some stuff about this book, even for seasoned readers.
I agree.
So we're talking like cult status, cyberpunk, satire, ideas about technology that still feel kind of weirdly on point today, even though this book came out, what, decades ago now.
Yeah, and I think what's so interesting about Snow Crash is how it just like throws you into this world,
Oh, totally.
right? It's not just, oh, America's gone. Now it's these like corporate zones where pizza delivery is a matter of life or
Right,
death.
like the stakes.
It's how he uses all that kind of that outlandishness to make you think.
Right. Yeah. When I first read it, that was the thing that really struck me, was just that whole setup.
Right.
It was like he took, like every worry about, capitalism going too far and just
Exactly.
turned it up to 11.
Yes. And that's where the satire is, right? It's so over the top,
Right.
but then you're like, oh, wait a
It's a
second.
little too real.
Yeah, this is like uncomfortably close to home,
Yeah, exactly. And then of course you've got hero protagonist. You
Right?
can't talk about Snow Crash
Yeah.
without talking about that name.
No, you can't. And I mean, listen, I'm all about subtlety,
Right.
nuance, all that, but even I gotta laugh,
It's so extra.
So on the
But
nose.
it somehow
It
works.
does. It does.
But I'm curious, for someone who's maybe like new to cyberpunk,
Yeah.
what's the deal with these names? Like, is it just a cyberpunk thing?
I mean, it's partly a genre convention, right? Like you've got your trench coats, your neon,
Sure.
but it serves a purpose, right? It's like instantly,
Right.
this isn't the real world. The rules are a little different here.
All right, yeah.
These characters are like bigger than life.
So you've got Hiro, who's this like, master hacker, can code anything, but he's also like a swordsman delivering pizzas for like the mafia, essentially.
Yeah, it's very cyberpunk, that duality.
He's like the ultimate cyberpunk character.
And that's the point, right? Like he's not just this digital ghost, he's grounded in this world too.
Right.
He's constantly going between those two spaces.
Yeah.
And that's that tension that Stevenson's always playing with.
Totally. And then on the flip side of that, you've got YT,
Oh, yeah.
our other main character.
Teenage courier.
Skateboard ninja. I mean,
Doesn't back down.
doesn't back down from anything.
Nope.
What I love about her is she's not just like the sidekick.
Right.
She's got her own thing going on. Like,
Absolutely.
she's got her own moral code, her own
He
goals, even if
does.
it means like going up against impossible odds.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with YT.
No, you do not.
But she's also, like you said, she's got that youthful energy.
Right.
But don't underestimate her, right? She's
Nah.
got this fire, this refusal to be controlled
Yes.
by the corporations, by the chaos, by anything.
Yeah, she's like the hope in this world, in a way.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it.
Even if she wouldn't want you to call her that.
Probably not. No.
And then, of course, there's like the whole Snow Crash thing
Yeah.
itself. It's a drug, it's a virus, it's this like weird linguistic weapon.
Yeah.
It's like loaded term,
Totally. It's like he took that fear of information overload, right? Which everyone kind of had even back then, and turned it into something like literally dangerous.
Yeah.
So you've got like the real world Snow Crash, which is this drug, super addictive,
Right.
but then in the metaverse, it becomes this whole other thing.
Right. And this is where I always like tripped up a little bit, Like, okay, it's a cool concept, but like, how does it actually work? Like, what's the connection between code and like my actual brain?
Well, that's where he brings in this whole other layer with like ancient Sumerian mythology and this idea that language itself, especially ancient Sumerian, can be like code for the human brain.
Wait, so you're telling me we're talking like ancient gods, hacker slang, and virtual reality all in one?
All connected.
Yeah. All right. How does that work?
So think of it this way, right? What if like ancient Sumerian wasn't just a language, but almost like an operating system
Mark.
for human consciousness?
Right.
And someone figured out how to like tap into that, how to use language as a weapon to basically like rewrite people's
So
minds.
the Snow Crash virus is like hacking the oldest parts of our brains.
Basically, it takes that fear we all have, right, of someone getting inside our heads and makes it real.
Yeah.
He even brings in the Sumerian god Enki, who supposedly created this counter code to fight back against this kind of linguistic control.
Okay, my mind is like completely blown right now.
It's a lot.
So we've got ancient gods, linguistic viruses, cyberpunk chaos,
Right.
We got to talk about the metaverse itself for a second.
Yeah.
What makes it different from any other virtual reality?
What's so crazy is how, like, prescient it feels, you know?
Oh, totally.
He's describing virtual real estate, avatars, online economies, yeah. like all stuff that we're seeing now.
Right.
But he wrote this in 92.
Yeah, it's like he predicted, like, not just the internet, but, like, the weird
dark side.
The dark side of it.
Yeah.
Like all the ways it could go wrong
mm-hmm.
that we're just now like figuring out.
Totally. And like people are using the metaverse in the book to like escape, you know.
Oh yeah.
Escape the real world. Does that sound familiar?
I mean, come on. How many of us are like living our lives online these days?
Right.
Scrolling, gaming, like talking to people we've never met. It's like, are we that different from the people in the book?
That's the question, right? Like, at what point does our reliance on technology become less about escape and more about, like, dependence?
So, I mean, we've covered a lot of ground here, you know?
Yeah.
From Hacker Samurai to, like, Sumerian code.
That's a lot.
To this metaverse that's, like, both totally out there.
Right.
And also, like, strangely familiar.
Mm-hmm.
So for someone like listening to all this, you know, maybe finishing up the book.
Yeah.
What would you say like the big takeaways are here?
Well, to me, I think Snow Crash is kind of like a cautionary tale
okay.
disguised as this like wild ride of a book. It's like he's showing us what happens when information,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether it's code or language or whatever,
right.
becomes the most powerful force in the world and how easily that can be used to like control people.
Yeah, which let's be real, is kind of a thing we're dealing with right now.
Exactly.
I mean, think about it. Every time we log on,
right.
we are just like bombarded with information.
Yeah. yeah.
Algorithms deciding what we see, what we believe. It's like we're almost in a weird, like, softer version of the metaverse already.
Yeah. And that's, I think, what's so like impressive about the book is he saw all that coming, you know.
Hold
on. Back in 92, he was already talking about this stuff.
But I mean, it's not all like doom and gloom.
You know, no, absolutely not.
There's that element of like human resilience in there too.
Yeah, totally. Like even with this world going crazy,
mm-hmm.
there's still hope. There's still people pushing back.
I mean, I think about like Hero, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's this like ultimate hacker, but he's also like
a warrior, basically.
Yeah, he's a warrior. He can like navigate both these worlds, the digital and the real.
And he uses them both to fight back.
Right. Exactly. And then you've got YT, who's just like this force of nature.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Nothing can stop her.
Nope.
She's fearless.
And that's like the point, right? Like even when it feels like everything's changing around us.
Right.
Humans, we adapt, you know? We figure out a way.
Yeah, we find a way.
To make it work, to fight back, to carve out our own space.
That's pretty inspiring when you think about it that way.
It is.
So someone's listening to this, right? They finish the book. They're trying to like process it all.
Yeah.
What's like the one thing you hope they take away from it?
I think pay attention.
Okay.
Pay attention to how technology is shaping your life.
Mm-hmm.
How information is flowing around you, how it's being used.
Because knowledge is power, right?
Exactly. The more aware we are of how this stuff works,
right.
the better equipped we are to like actually do something about it.
To like actually shape our own future.
Exactly.
Instead of just letting it happen to us.
Because that's the choice, right? We can be passive or we can like actually engage.
And I think on that note, it's probably time for us to log out of this deep dive.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us as we unpacked Snow Crash.
It's a wild one.
A book that is as like thought-provoking as it is just like plain fun to read.
Totally.
And one that I think will definitely stay with everyone long after you finish that last page.
Yep.